Pastor Hagee and the Morgan family because I've talked with them on the phone and email. We've emailed back and forth because we've been talking about this service since June. And, you know, God is faithful. He knew exactly the date that we were supposed to be here. So we are honored to be in your church. And what a beautiful drive here today. It was really pretty. We have a table back there, and I just want to point out a couple of things to you. We have a postcard that if you'd like to be on our mailing list, that's how we kind of keep people up to date with what's happening. And then we have two sheets that tell you about Teen Challenge, how someone gets in the program, and some statistics about our success rate. And we're thankful to say it's around 85% after 5 years, and we're real proud of that because it's all about Jesus. And we have some DVDs back there. The Cross and the Switchblade tells the story of Teen Challenge, and Run Baby Run also tells about Nikki Cruz, the first gang member in the United States, and my husband's going to tell you a little bit about that, that got saved. Those are $15 a piece. And then we have two books, and they're $5 each, the Cross and the Switchblade book and the Jesus Factor. Our boss just made us read the Jesus Factor again. It was written back in the 70s, but to remind us that it's the Word of God, it's prayer that's the key to what God does in lives. The Word of God and prayer. So we all had just to reread that, and it really pricked my heart. So we are very glad to be here, and God richly bless you, and we hope we're a blessing to you.
Back in the 1950s, David Wilkerson was pastoring a church in western Pennsylvania, and he had a Life magazine out, and the Life magazine had a story of this gang in New York City and how these gangs were up for murder, and the Lord spoke to David Wilkerson's heart, you need to go to New York City and minister to those teenagers, those young people. So he went to New York City and went into the courtroom, promptly got thrown out of the court. But he made an impact on New York City. And before it was all said and done, Nikki Cruz, one of the biggest thugs you'd ever want to meet in the natural, had been born again. Not only Nikki Cruz, but several members of his gang had also been born again. Most of the people that come into Teen Challenge, they haven't been in a gang like Nikki Cruz was in a gang. They've had life problems with alcohol or drugs or something like that. But Nikki Cruz's gang, the Mau Maus, they were in it for the blood. And so they didn't hesitate to kill you at the drop of a hat. And God transformed his life. When the psychiatrist, actually a whole team of psychiatrists, had said, you know what, you will never amount to anything. You're just headed for hell. You don't have a prayer. And God turned it all around. Actually, that book, Run Baby Run, has got two different parts on it, two different segments. One is Nikki Cruz's life story, and one is Nikki Cruz speaking to a crowd in South Africa. It is everything that we brought today that's back there on that table is worth your while to read or listen to. So Jesus said that he came to give us life, that he came to give us life more abundantly. I know you know what I'm talking about, and that's good. And we come here to sing about Jesus. So let's pray. Father, again, we invite your presence into this sanctuary. Again, we ask for your anointing throughout everything that's said and done. We ask, O God, in Jesus' name, that your presence could be felt. I call it the manifest presence of God. When you come down in a sanctuary and everybody there, sinner and saint alike, know that God just invaded this place. Come, Lord Jesus. We ask it in your name. Amen. At this time, I want to introduce to you Holy Ground.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on to give God a hand, praise. He's worthy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. We are Holy Ground. We are going to introduce ourselves one at a time going around. This is what we do to let you know where we come from and who we serve.
How's everybody doing? My name's James. I'm 28 years old. I'm from Bucks County, just north of Philadelphia. I went through the Philadelphia Induction Center, where I did 4 months, and I am currently in my sixth month on the mountain. My stand-on verse is Psalm 51 and 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Good morning. My name is Mike. I went to induction in Buffalo. I'm in my fourth month on the mountain, and my stand-on verse is Luke 7:23. Blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
Good morning, church. My name is Asher. I'm 21. I'm from Canadensis, PA. I also went through the Philly house. I am in my fifth month on the mountain, and my stand-on verse is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Good morning. My name is Charles Sneed. I'm 45 years old. I'm originally from Baltimore City. I went through a Pittsburgh induction, and I'm in my 10th and, well, going. I got 21-something days before I graduate. And my stand-on verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Hello, my name is Tyrone Moore. I'm 54. I'm from Virginia, induction. My stand-on verse is Psalms 119:105, verse 105. That word is a light upon my feet and a lamp upon my path.
Good morning. My name is David Odom from South Carolina. I'm four months into the program, 58. My stand-on verse is Our Father's Prayer, Our Father, He is in Heaven.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm 22. I went to Pittsburgh Induction. I'm originally from Lancaster County, PA. My stand-on verse is Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And not of yourselves, it's the gift of God.
Good morning, church. My name is Will Cunningham. I'm 58 years old. I originally hail from Berks County, Pennsylvania. I did my induction in Buffalo, and I'm in my 10th month on the mountain, hoping to graduate soon. Praise God. And my stand-on verse is Psalms 40:3. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings.
My name is Steve. I'm from West Virginia. I went to induction in Buffalo, where Tyler went. And I'm in my ninth month, and my stand-on verse is Proverbs 3:5, love God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Hello, my name is Bruce Morris. I'm from Connecticut. I went through Pivot, which is in Bridgeport, Connecticut. My stand-on verse is Philippians 4:11. Not that I speak of want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. And I am in my sixth month on a mountain.
Hello, church. My name is Nikki Heck. I am 25 years old. I'm from the Philly house. I'm in my fourth month, about to be in my fifth month. And my stand-on verse is Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Amen. Morning. My name is Jesse. I'm from Tioga, Pennsylvania. I'm in my third month on the mountain. Went through a Buffalo induction. My life verse is Matthew 12:30. He who is not with me is against me, and who gathereth not with me scattereth abroad.
And good morning once again, church. My name is Nate Wilkes. I'm 46 years old. Wow. I'm in my seventh month on the mountain from Wilmington, Delaware. And I came through the Philly house also. And my life verse is Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And we are holy ground. Testing. 1, 2. Okay. You moment. You calm my rage and cease. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you. I trust in you. And I believe.
I believe you're my portion. when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence to my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only
the part I like, telling about God's goodness and how he has changed our lives. Amen. Come on up, Brother Jesse. Come on, give it up for Brother Jesse. Give his testimony.
How you guys doing this morning? Great day to be in church. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I said, I am a Tioga County native. The basic story for, as you all know, growing up in Tioga County, had a great family, still have a great family. They're all sitting right there. By the grace of God, thank you. But things took a drastic turn in my life. Around 15 years old, it started as the innocent party type scene, you know, the high school thing, and it just got ridiculously out of hand. It led to intravenous drug use for me, which also led me to many multiple stays up on top of the hill in Wellsboro. You all know where that's at. And by the will of God and using people and the people he puts in your life, Mama Judy, she's standing right there. Mama Judy, raise your hand for me. she did everything she could to get me where I am here today with all my brothers, as many of them have that same story where something got them here. I don't glorify what the devil's done in my life because he's a liar.
Amen.
And I believed all those lies for so long, which dictated everything I did in my life. And going to Teen Challenge, I still had that mindset, that deceptive, devilish mindset. And as soon as I got there, I thought of every way possible to get out. I was like, well, I'm just going to do this, and I'm just going to act this way, and I'm going to do this sort of thing. And the hardest thing about this program is he revealed myself to me. He showed me who I was, and it disgusted me, like, to the pit of my soul. And when I finally just surrendered to him, I had such a burden lifted off me. I still struggle with things daily, as I will forever, and I do know that. But what he's done for me is let me see what I was doing, and not only what I was doing to myself, what I was doing to my family, what I was doing to him, the sin I was living in, which was uncountable. Because it was, I was sinning before I woke up in dreams. But today, I am in, as I said, in my third month, going to my fourth month next week. He's done things I didn't even know were possible in my life. I've always been have these gifts, and he's revealing to me, I believe, what I feel in my heart is what these gifts are meant for. And now I'm trying to go to school, a Christian-based school.
Amen.
And I believe, I'm not sure yet because I don't like it, it's his will, so I don't want to make sure my factor doesn't overtake that. But I want to speak to people who don't want to listen, like I didn't want to listen, like all of my brothers here who didn't want to listen. So when it comes to that, I know, as all me and my brothers attest here, that this has nothing to do with me. I have done nothing to get myself to this point. I've just submitted to him to get me to this point. If we can get another hand clap for my brothers here for singing this morning. Because as many of you know, the issue we have with drugs in this area, three of my friends now. I've been away from home since November 16th. It'll be 1 year since I've been away from my family. This is the third Christmas in a year I will miss. I was in jail for two of them, but this is the first Christmas that it's worth something.
Amen. That's right.
So again, I thank you for calling us out. And I'll hand it back to my brothers.
Amen. Come on, give it up for Jesse one more time. Amen. Yes. This song here is where we like to clap and dance. And amen, Pastor. Is that all right? We're going to turn it up just a few notches so we can feel young again. Amen. I like to feel young sometimes. Amen. So come on, Brother Ron. You can clap your hands. Come on. You can turn that up, Brother Ron. Yeah.
Lord, lift the songs of the Lord. embracing like you mean it. Let the love of our King rise among us. Let it rise. One more time, the peace of the Lord. The love of our King. Come on, sing it like you mean it. Oh, 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 oh. Let it rise. Oh, 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 oh. Let it rise. Ooh, one more time, the glory of the Lord. Come on, you got to love Him. Sing it like you mean it from the depths of your soul. Come on. Come on, one more time. Come on, sing it like you mean it from the depths of your soul. With the praises of our King. Among us, let it rise. Oh, 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 oh. Let it rise. Oh, 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 oh. Come on and give God a hand praise in here. Come on, He's worthy to be praised. Come on, come on, you can do better than that. Come on, give Him 60 seconds. He's worth that. He woke you up this morning. He's been good to everybody in this place. Amen, hallelujah. Brother Ron. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, you can go to the next song, Brother Ron.
Yes, sir.
Gave that's
why I'm here today. Far as the eye can see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, the sacrifices made, took that gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. And I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took you by the hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you. Great is your reward.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am that life that was changed. Thank you. I'm so glad.
I am so glad you came.
I want to thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thankful. Amen. Now this next testimony is my favorite. I used to love when he used to be in the chapel assistant, and he'd keep order in that chapel, didn't he, man? Yes, he did. He'll say, reverence, sit down. You know, no talking. You know what I mean? Give it up for Tyler Morgan. Come on, my brother. Yes, sir. Amen.
Thanks, Nate. Bear with me. I'm bad at this. I'm not singing. Like I said, bear with me. I don't like talking in front of people. These guys know, but I would tell them to be quiet. I'm Tyler Morgan. This is my home church, and I went to Teen Challenge back in August 2013. It's been a while. This program, saved my life. I gained a relationship with Jesus Christ through this program. And I can't thank Mama Judy enough. She got me into the program, and I was afraid of doing it just because I never the rules, I was just like, oh my goodness. But I don't know. I'm not going to say much. I'm nervous. But my life was a wreck. I don't like to talk about the things I've done, but I, like I said, I was a wreck. I was a mess. I couldn't get out of the things that I was doing. I lost everything I had. messed things up with my family. But all I can say is, you know, the program helped me so much, and I see guys out there, and now that I'm out of the program, I can see people struggling with what I was struggling with, and that kills me to see that. And there is a way out of that.
Yes.
And like, I tried to get myself clean so many times, and they got these, you know, these 12 step programs, and they're a month, you know, and it's insane. Like, they brainwash, like, they try saying you got to follow these things, go to meetings every day, and that's why I wouldn't get clean. I was like, I can't do that, you know. And Teen Challenge showed me a step. You got one step, and that's a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But I'm so thankful to see these guys today. Like, these are true friends right here, and they're awesome. I'm so glad to see them. I missed everybody so much. But that's all I got.
That's what I always say. I always say that, you know, for people in this day and time that don't believe in miracles, you're looking at them. You're looking at them. So that's the proof that God is still in the miracle working business. Amen. He still performs miracles today. It's not just for the old days or in the Bible days. He's doing them right now. Amen. Come on and give God a praise for that. Amen.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
My life is not my own. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
My life is not my own. To you I belong.
Give God a hand praise in this place. Clap your hands, away, people. Give him a 47th song.
Well, good morning still, I think. I didn't know I was giving my testimony, but I'm always willing to give it. Since I learned how to keep it short. My name is Charles Sneed. I'm 45 years old. I'm from Baltimore City, and I'm the youngest out of six. And basically, you know, I had a pretty tight family when I was growing up, and things were kind of tight. So as soon as it was available for, like, my brothers and sisters to go into military or whatever it may be, they left. So they pretty much left me by myself, and I just was trying to basically be a man, fit in or whatever, because I grew up without a father. It was just my mother, and I just was trying to be a man, and the only guidance I was getting basically was from the streets. And I don't know if any of y'all know about Baltimore City, but it was a pretty rough place. And I end up getting out there and selling drugs and things like that, and trying to provide and be somebody that I didn't deserve to be. And my mom used to preach a lot to me about Jesus and things like that. And I was like, well, I mean, Jesus ain't putting no food on the table and things like that. And not knowing that really behind the scenes he was, but I just thought, you know, if I didn't see it given to me in my hand, that it wasn't there like that. So I got all caught up in them things, but I still managed to go to school and excel in sports and things like that. And like just recently, I really realized, like, how did that happen? Like, you know what I mean? I was in the streets. My mom put me out when I was 12 years old because I was worrying her to death. And I managed to live on the streets of Baltimore for like 6 months to a year. And basically homeless, living in houses and abandoned houses and things like that. And I still never had, like, got hurt, scratched on me or anything. I just managed to wingle my way through there. And like I say, today I realized where all that was coming from. Well, to make a long story short, I met a female when I was in my mess running around, and she loved the Lord, and she took me in, and we ended up getting married, and she's like been the backbone of my mess. Like anything, every time I messed up, she pretty much was there, but she didn't enable me. She let me go through my mess, bumped my head a few times, and I thank her for that. But today, you know, we're still married. I have 5 kids. They're grown. Only have one that's home, 16. And I have 8 grandchildren. And I mean, I know I look young, you know, I know I'm and all that, but I have to give it all to God, because I've been through a lot. I've been through prison. I've faced murder charges and things like that, and I've never really, like, I don't know how to say it, but like I've been protected, and even though I kept trying to serve Satan, God would not allow that, and I appreciate that. And that's why my stand on verses on 1 Thessalonians, give thanks, because I thank God every day when I wake up. I mean, I'm like the happiest guy on the mountain all the time. And that's the reason why. A lot of people think, you know, some people might think that it's not for real or whatever, but they don't understand what I've been through. And for me to still have my strength and my wife and my kids backing me, it's a miracle. And I appreciate that. I appreciate Teen Challenge, because they've definitely opened my eyes, and I know for a fact that since I surrendered and gave God control of my life, that there's no turning back for me ever again. And and like I said, I like to thank Miss Judy too. And even though I don't know her, but it just sounded good when they did it. And I like to thank Sister Garen and Chuck Garen, and I graduate in 20-something days. I'm not counting, but it's 20-something days, and I can't wait to get home and further my ministry with my family. Some people's callings is to go preach and this and that. My ministry is to go home and take care of my family. So I'd like to thank y'all, and have a good day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't it marvelous and wonderful to hear what God is doing in lives that society sometimes say that there's no hope? You're an outcast. You're not going to be anything. You're going to be just like your daddy. All those sayings. But God says not so. I got plans for them. Amen. What the devil meant for bad, God will turn it around for his good. Amen. He will. And he's blowing minds. And a lot of us, like Tyler was saying, we have the same story. Jesse was saying, we have the same. We've been through all the trenches and all those places and out on the street and the drugs and the prison and you name it. And God yet said, I got plans for you. Amen.
And that's the marvelous work of Jesus Christ. And come on, just give God just one more praise for that alone. Amen. He's so awesome. This last song is our testimony song. And this song represents, we represent a singing to the Lord about our former life and who we are now. And we won't go back. No shape, form, or fashion. We are living for Jesus Christ today. Amen. We've been praying for you, Brother Tyler, and we know you're going to make it. Amen. We know that God has great things for you, man, and we won't go back. That's our theme song, and we stand on it. Amen. And we just encourage that you sing with us as we sing our last song. I've been changed, healed, free, delivered. I found joy, peace, grace, and favor. I've been changed, healed, free, delivered. Found joy, peace, and grace, and favor right now. I've been changed. Forgiven, no more chain of fear. My past is over right now. hands, come on. Make the devil mad. In this place,
funeral. Amazing. Great, great testimony. I was sitting here thinking, we have friends who were with us for the weekend. Girl from China, one of the first students that we had the first time that we went over, and she's married to an Indian man from India. So they're here for the weekend. I was wishing that they would be here because this is the glimpse of the church, isn't it? We sit around and we look similar. I love going to other churches and having black friends, and Indian friends, Chinese friends. You know, I'm looking forward to being in heaven and seeing kids that we knew from China who we've taught. And I've been to Africa and Brazil and brothers and sisters all around the world. And I'm excited just so to hear that. And it's a little bit of a different style of music for us today. I'm sorry that those of you who are here today, Russ has a cold. That's the way he normally leads our morning worship. Is he can't hit those high notes today. But I like to dance too, but I've hurt my knee and I just don't mosh like I used to. But I just want to stop just for a couple minutes and don't want to go a whole lot longer, but just thinking about what the Lord's laid on my heart for Friday night that I'm going to be sharing with the teens. I'm going to start off talking about, if you've ever been on the football field, you've heard the line of scrimmage, the noise that's down there. It's amazing that offensive lines and they don't jump more because of the defensive line is screaming at them. And the offense has to listen to one voice, the voice of the quarterback. And all of us hear different voices, don't we? We have voices that say you're no good. We have voices that he said, man, you're going to be just like your dad. You're just going to be just like your mom. You're going to be a mess. And I was thinking back into Genesis when Adam and Eve fell. And God had told them, don't eat from the tree of this tree or you're going to die. And Satan came along and told him, you're not going to die. You're going to be just like God. And they ate, and a little bit while later, they realized that they were naked. And a little bit while later, Jesus or God came walking through the garden. And they hid. And God comes along and calls to them, and Adam said, well, we heard your voice, and we knew we were naked. And Jesus, or God, I keep saying Jesus, but God's response there was, who told you you were naked? Who told you you were naked? What God's saying there is, what voice have you been listening to? I never told you were naked. I never told you had to be ashamed. I never told you that your life's a mess. You listen to a voice of Satan. God says, hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. And they obey me. They know me. The world doesn't know the voice of God. But we have brothers and sisters here who've heard different voices. And I've never used drugs, but I've had a lot of contact with people and people who say, it's just a voice. Tyler, you said the same thing. It was just this voice saying, you need it. These brothers have found the voice of God. And I want to just have a few minutes of prayer because when our brother, is it James or Charles? Charles, when he goes back out into the world, and again in 20 days, he's hearing the voice of God right now because he's surrounded by brothers and sisters in Christ. When he gets back to the world, man, those voices are going to be attacking again. And we're going to pray that you have the strength and you hear that voice. But I just want to spend a few minutes in prayer, just praying specifically for Charles, but those who are coming to an end, for Tyler, who's out now. And I'm sure, Tyler, that you don't have to shake your head yes or no, but I'm sure the voice has been hitting you. Certainly the world. And what voice are you listening to? Who told you you have nothing to be proud of? Who told you that you're going to mess up again? Who told you that the drugs, you owe drugs everything? God is saying, I've intervened. I've sent my son to die for you. Listen to that voice. And let's just have a few minutes of prayer. Just several of you pray for these guys who are getting ready to head back home. And that the program itself, and a lot of those, I was just thinking, is the roses up here? Man, you guys could have a huge rose at Teen Challenge and to say, this is every time that someone's prayed to receive Christ at this ministry. Let's continue to pray for them. But just a few of you pray now, and we'll pray specifically for Charles, but these other guys who are coming to the end of their time, as they get back out and the voices of the world attack them, that they would hear the voice of God above everything.